Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci, and I'm joined today by director Bruno Barreto, and he's the director of Reaching for the Moon. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm here in Rio, Brazil. It's pretty hot, but besides the hot weather, I'm okay.
Well, you know, I'm from Galway, Ireland, and it's raining all the time here, so the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yes, exactly.
So you're here to talk to us about your new film, Reaching for the Moon. Can you tell our listeners about the plot of the film and the story of the film?
Well, it's actually a love story, and it's about how the weak, loser, dysfunctional, alcoholic poet Elizabeth Bishop gets stronger and stronger because she one way or the other she really knows and deals with loss. She doesn't avoid loss at all costs, like a lot of us do. And Lota de Macedo Soares, the Brazilian architect, who is a winner, a strong, a doer, and knows what she wants, she becomes weaker and weaker because she just doesn't know how to deal with loss, and she avoids loss at all costs. So, you know, the lives of these two women meet, you know, they meet and they fall in love, but it's about the reverse of roles and how the, you know, one becomes stronger and stronger, the other one becomes weaker and weaker. So it's a morality play about basically human condition, but through a love story. It's very, very accessible and very romantic because I am a very romantic person.
Yes, and I mean we should specify for our listeners that Elizabeth Bishop, in case you don't know it, and I would definitely recommend her to anyone because she's one of my favorite poets. Elizabeth Bishop was an American poet and short story writer who was born in 1911 and died in 1979, and she was a Pulitzer Prize winner for poetry in 1956. Obviously, it's a lot. I mean, she's one of the greats. She's one of the greatest poets that ever lived. Certainly, one of the greatest American poets of all time. So, I'm wondering, what attracted you to her in the first place, and what made you want to discover the character and the person of Elizabeth Bishop for your film?
Well, first of all, it wasn't Bishop the main attraction. The main attraction was the story. It was the dynamic between her and Lota, her companion. As you said, I mean, Elizabeth Bishop is definitely considered today one of the, and was considered one of the greatest poets of the English language. She won the Pulitzer Prize, and also in 1956, and also won the National Book Award 10 years later. She, within what she did, within her work, her poems, the one that attracted me the most is the most famous one. It's called One Art. And it's the only it's the poem that opens and closes the film, which is basically about the art of losing. It starts with the art of losing isn't hard to master. Lose something every day, and I actually wanted to call the film The Art of Losing, but that was a battle that I couldn't win at all with the distributors and producers, because they said, "Oh, who would want to see a film with this title, with losing in the title?" And I even came up with a sort of the idea, oh, but you know, it could actually work as a self-help film. Like, if you want to win, you've got to know how to lose, the art of losing. But that didn't fly. So, but it's very much that poem that gave me the angle to tell the story, because, you know, I find biopics very boring, and I wasn't set up to do a biopic at all. I wanted to tell a love story, you know, in which Bishop and Lota were just the characters.
Yeah, and it definitely, in my opinion, works very well also, because it doesn't feel like the usual biopic. There's something very human about it. especially in the lead character's relationship. Elizabeth, getting back to Elizabeth Bishop, she was a lesbian poet, and obviously homosexuality is important in the film because it's explored through these characters. But she did not want to be categorized when she was writing because she avoided categorization. So she's a very interesting character to be talking about, even when talking about love.
Yes, because what appealed to me in Elizabeth was the fact that she was utterly uncompromising in every aspect of her life and work. She really didn't make any effort whatsoever to be liked in order to be liked. Mm. She wanted people to like her work, and she was extremely prickly and really, really not sympathetic at all. That was my biggest challenge as a filmmaker and storyteller. You know, how could I make a film in which the main character was so unsympathetic, but I needed the audience to care about her, at least to be interested and curious about her. So I needed the audience to empathize with her, but not sympathize. And in that sense, Miranda Otto's performance, you know, the great Australian actress who's mostly known for Lord of the Rings. She played the princess in the trilogy, Lord of the Rings, in the three films, and also Tom Cruise's wife in War of the Worlds, Steven Spielberg's film. I think that her work, her choices playing Bishop were brilliant because she really stuck to the essence of the character, not falling into the trap that many Hollywood actors fall, which is, you know, the trap of wanting and trying to make the character sympathetic at all costs, likable.
Yes, that's a good point. I found her performance very brave.
Yes, very, very brave. I think that's the perfect word.
Another thing in the film that I was able to admire, and I think is very important in the film, is the setting and the cultural setting of Brazil around the time of the 50s.
Yes, yes. That was... here we go. I wanted to make a film... it is a homosexual relationship, two women, and it is a period film. But I didn't want the film I didn't want the audience, you know, to be caught up in those two elements, the period and the homosexuality. I mean, the very same story could have happened between two men or a man and a woman. So it's not about a homosexual relationship, it's about a relationship, first of all. And it's not about the period, but it's very much, I think it's a really timeless story. Although it is a homosexual relationship, it's a love story between two women, I don't think the story is really about homosexuality. Homosexuality is just one of the aspects of the story, but it could very easily, you know, have been a story about two men or a man and a woman. So, as I said, the homosexuality and the 50s period are just elements, but are not part of the essence. So, one of my challenges was how do I not make this film about the fact that they're two women, but I don't shy away from it either, because, you know, it was an important element. The thing about the period was also that Bishop and Lotta were very much into design, much into style. Lotta was actually friends with Calder, you know, the great American sculptor and painter and so artist. So it was actually Lotta who introduced Calder to Bishop in Brazil, because Calder used to come to Brazil a lot. Although one was an architect and the other one was a writer, it was very clear how Bishop's poetry had affected Lotta's work as an architect, and how Lotta's work as an architect had influenced Bishop's poetry. The poems that Bishop wrote while they were together, while she was together with Lotta, they were together for 15 years, has a great element. They're like little constructions. They're very, structured and geometrical. There's a great deal of precision in Elizabeth's writing at that time.
Yeah, and I definitely see that in the film, and also if I can say so, in the fact that when Elizabeth Bishop does go to Brazil, and Lotta is building a house. I mean, she's in the process of designing the house and building it, and Elizabeth contributes to that by criticizing her almost unrelentlessly. And that's one of those touches in the film that I think makes it a real treat and wonderful to watch.
Yes, yes. Their relationship starts with friction. There is friction immediately, and in a very oblique way, friction can be the quickest way to create intimacy.
I was going to say that friction sometimes is the best of ways to start off the most romantic of relationships. And if I can go back to the point that you were saying earlier about the cultural context being important, also to avoid categorization, it also ties well with the character of Elizabeth Bishop, because as I mentioned before, she kind of avoided categorization all her writing career. So it works very well in that sense too. And Brazil, as we said, is very important to the story, not only for the cultural context, but also because it becomes a character in the film with its beauty, with the natural beauty of Brazil. So could you tell us a little bit about how closely you worked with the director of photography to achieve that sort of natural poetry that flows in the film?
Well, I usually worked very closely with the director of photography because I used to be a photographer myself. I actually started as a photographer, not a cinematographer, but a photographer, a still photographer. And then I started making films as a camera operator and eventually became a director. So the whole framing and set up the camera moves and the whole aesthetic part of a filmmaking is very important for me. But my main goal is to not let that be more important than the characters and the story, because my job is to tell a story, not to show off visually.
Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong. This film is now out on DVD.
Yes, it is.
So, I'm wondering, because this film's kind of been traveling around the world. At this point, what has the reception been so far?
It's been great. The film has won so many audience awards, and I mean, it was in Berlin, and at the Berlin International Film Festival a year ago, February last year, the film won it was the runner up for the audience award. Mm. So it was the second most liked film in the whole festival, and then it went on to win audience awards in Los Angeles, San Francisco, you name it. I even lost count of how many audience awards the film in festivals all over the world.
That's always a good sign.
in Sydney, I think for me it's the best, because I praise the audience much more than the critics. Of course, who doesn't like good reviews? So you got very good reviews indeed, but it's been really well received, and every once in a while I get an email. I mean, Harvey Keitel wrote me an email. I don't even know him that well, and I know people that know him, and he got my email and wrote me an amazing note saying how much he had loved the film, and his only regret was that it wasn't a woman, otherwise one of them.
That's brilliant. well it's a great, it really is a very good film. It's a great film, really, and it's worth checking out. So thank you very much for taking some time off to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.